So what else has happened, Joe? Anything else?
Yeah, I went to a party with both me in midweek at my old club.
Yes.
Where he works now. And in the bar where I used to work, somebody's pinned up a picture of a naked man and a picture of my old manager on the head.
Right, they've mocked up a picture with...
Yeah. Oh, see, I'll watch that here, because everyone's going to go into that bar and say, oh, that's why.
Well, no, it's the player's bar, Danny.
Oh, I see, the player.
They already know. And don't they?
And there was somebody's put a blank bubble coming from his mouth, and you could write in basically what you want, and both of his manager wrote in something incredibly rude.
Did he? Does Jamie know it? Wait till you go off the air and tell Jamie, and he'll tell me, because I want to know this. Just to recap for any new listeners, we're getting them all the time. Joe, in a nutshell, if you were there, I'm now wanting to buy your book, don't freak out all the other bows. She's not going to do it. She's already shared with the cheque for £3,000, £5,000. Tell us, just bring us up to date. Joe, if it appeared out of a track and said, give us your story so far. Give us what's happened.
One barmaid at a premiership club.
She was a barmaid at a premiership club. Good.
I slept with three players and a manager while I was there. I came and told you on the air, off call, and then one got in touch with me, introduced me to a second one, introduced me to a third one.
During which time you slept with two of them.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
That's right.
A three in a bed.
And there was a footballer on footballer love action.
Yeah, I need to be brought up to speed. That's right, two footballers grabbed hold of each other.
And leaving Joe a rather unhappy...
You weren't happy about that, were you, Joe?
I wasn't happy, no.
No.
Quite right and all.
Quite right. Was that bow one and bow three?
No.
No.
One and two.
Two and three.
Two and three.
No,
one and two.
One and two.
It was, because they're both pretty, fancy themselves pretty hard cases. That's why I was so surprised.
That's right. Well, maybe they protest too much.
No, exactly. So that's where we are now. And then you were approached by the manager, weren't you?
Yeah, he got back in touch with me and said, look, you should stop ringing the radio show because I'm getting very worried. And I said, I'm not going to.
Oh, miserable bleeder.
Yeah.
And he sent a car for me to go up and see him, and he asked for everything. He sent me lots of letters that were really graphic.
Really?
Yeah, and so...
I'd like to read those.
And you keep inside album sleeves.
where did you keep them, really, Philippe? Where do you keep hot letters from a premier manager?
My photos are in my jewelry box.
They've gone now, though, because...
Well, you want to watch out, you'll be the victim of a Watergate-style burglary.
Yeah, and?
And, basically, I said I wouldn't give them back, so he offered me £5,000, and I did some soul-searching and said, yes, I'll have that £5,000.
Good to see that you reached the moral level.
Well, that's better than
not having £5,000.
The newspaper would have paid a lot more for them.
She's done almost
an act of charity there, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm now really sort of seeing bow three.
If you've stayed the night before a match.
However, as you revealed to us last week, your ideal player is...
Kazaragi.
Yeah.
We're working on that for you as well, Joe.
I think if I get bow three the hair advert, he should get me a date with Kazaragi. This is what I said to him, because he does know him.
And did he suck a thoughtful tooth at that?
Yeah, I bet.
He said to me last night that if I want to go for it with bow four, I can.
Bow four?
Yeah, because, you know...
I've forgotten about bow four.
Yeah, I've only ever spoken to him.
Bow four, and I asked you last week, when you were on the team coach, is there anybody else
you'd like to look at?
I don't know who bow four is, and we don't know who bow four is at this stage.
He's not actually bow four, I've only ever spoken to him.
No, it's just a bloke, but, you know, should he make the right directions, then you're rocking, yeah?
Every male in Britain is now putting themselves, I'm bow four, you know.
Right, I'm going to lose Joe. No, I'm starting to go. So tonight we'll be back with Joe. She always updates us because sometimes things happen in the afternoon. They did the other week, so we'll be back with Joe tonight. The bow four thing is, I think it could happen. I think it's because, you know,
bow three might be a little more attached to her than she thinks.
He's been hanging around a while.
He was on top of
a brawl the other week.
No, that was bow one.
Oh. Okay. Apologies.
I've got a big charter at home.
You must have
known Dr. Strangelove when all the aeroplanes are coming in. I've got the big charter.
See, the thing is, when people stop me in the street and say, now come on.
You'll see the big boars.
Just get to tell us who bow two is. And I have to, I can't tell you because I'm serious. I can't tell you. I can't keep track of this.
I fear I'm going to be absconded in late in the night by one of the national newspapers.
And tortured.
Not too yet. They'll give enough money.
All right, we're going to take another break.
Remember, Joanne, I know that the figure I've got to aim for is £5,000.
We're going to be right back, and I promise you'll be your call. Yeah, yours.